You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Our regular segment with Labour Party's Andrew Little is back. Tuva'a speaks to the Health Minister about the selection of the Hauora Māori Advisory Board, the Hauora Healthy Futures Bill, and COVID-19 booster access for vulnerable groups. Here he is now.
Earlier this week, the Hauora Healthy Futures Bill passed its third reading. This bill is part of the health system reset, where all the DHBs will be replaced with a single health entity, Health New Zealand, as well as the establishment of a Māori health authority. What was the driving force behind removing the DHBs and replacing it with a single entity?
I think the main thing was just the fact that any time you wanted to do something on a national basis, you had to then negotiate with 20 different entities to implement it. A classic example is the National Bowel Screening Program. That actually, it started under the previous government. They started it. We picked it up. This week, I'm going to Tauranga to close out the final part of that National Bowel Screening Program at the Bay of Plenty District Health Board. It's taken them the best part of 5 or 6 years to come on board with the program and get it underway. Now, we identified bowel screening as a high priority initiative. The Government of New Zealand back in so many years ago did. It's taken us the best part of 6 years to implement it. That actually just shouldn't happen that sort of way. And you look at other programs and so on as well. And on top of that, you then got the sort of inconsistency in terms of the way care is delivered or quality of care. There were major problems down south, for example, with cancer treatments just because they decided they were going to take a different approach. So no sort of national consistency. We kind of think that in a country of our size, the population of our size, there shouldn't be a lot of difference from one place to the next when it comes to getting your healthcare services. And then the final point was that we've suffered a huge inequity of access to healthcare for many, many years. And the DHBs all were taking different approaches to it, but actually we just weren't getting the traction in terms of improving access to healthcare. And we kind of just got to the point where we thought we need consistent, coherent leadership and management across the system as a whole. And so that's been the driving force behind that, and that's been complemented obviously also by the Māori Health Authority, which will, because they will lead Māori health services and directly commission Māori health services, that gives us the best chance of significantly lifting that equity gap that we know is there.
Is Health New Zealand essentially just one giant DHB, or does it have sort of some operational differences that will be more noticeable when it's implemented?
I think it will be different in the sense that if they say, like, right, this is the thing we're going to do across the country, then they'll have the kind of power and authority to implement that across the country. If we want to do something equivalent to a national bowel screening program, we won't have to wait 6 years to implement it and for a whole bunch of different decision makers to decide to come on board. I think you'll see I think a lift in clinical standards and performance and greater consistency across the system. In the end, it's the same hospitals and it's the same amazing health workforce we've got, subject to people coming in and out. So a lot of that sort of stuff won't change, but I think the way decisions get made, the ability to do innovative things too. I mean, that's the other thing about the old system. You'd see ADHB would do something really amazing, new, and we'd all say, yeah, what a fantastic idea. We should have that in other parts of the country, but it depended on other DHBs to decide to take it up. What we can do now, if a hospital does something new and it works really well, we can actually take that across the system as a whole without having to negotiate that 20 more times.
National and ACT have both said that if they form the next government, the Māori Health Authority will be scrapped. Is there anything that can be done, such as safeguards put into the Hauora bill, that will make it harder for future governments to just come in and change things?
It's pretty hard to do that. I mean, in the end, the way our constitution works, every parliament is sovereign to itself, so it can make its decisions. In the end, I think what will matter most is the Māori Health Authority, with Health NZ, demonstrating the importance of it. and what it does. And everywhere I get around, talk to Māori health leaders, iwi leaders generally, they all say, this is, you know, we need this, this is long overdue. They are really embracing it and they're really gearing up to get the best out of that. And I think actually we will see a difference in fairly short order, I would hope, in terms of what happens with Māori health services, giving them, you know, giving them a boost, expanding them, extending them. Actually, Māori health services serving other populations as well. I think we'll start to see that reasonably quickly, and I think the Māori Health Authority will demonstrate its value pretty quickly. So I know that, you know, in politics there's a lot of rhetoric and stuff about. I'm pretty confident the Māori Health Authority, the way that it's even started on an interim basis and the relationship that it's formed with Health NZ means it'll be here for a while to stay yet.
Also this week, members were appointed to the interim Hauora Māori Advisory Committee. What is this committee there to do?
So they advise myself and other ministers where relevant on any time we exercise any power in relation to the Māori Health Authority. It's just another further check and balance and another acknowledgement of the Crown's treaty obligations that, you know, we're not treating the Māori Health Authority as just another kind of government agency. It has a separate status from other Crown entities, although it's funded by the Crown, obviously, and ministers are accountable for it to Parliament. We've got to make sure that we honour the Crown's obligations under the treaty. We can't describe it as a step, the Māori Health Authority as a step towards Tino Ranga Teretanga. It's not entirely because, as I say, it's a creature of statute and has to be funded by Parliament. But we want it to have a level of independence and accountability to Māori that we wouldn't otherwise get. The Hauora Māori Advisory Committee means that when we're making decisions about the Māori Health Authority, we're getting that stream of advice that comes from Māori or, you know, representatives of Māori to make sure that the way we exercise the Crown's powers and decisions, you know, is cognizant of the wishes and aspirations of Māori.
So moving on, the government is introducing a bill to amend the Medicines Act, enabling voluntary booster doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for the most vulnerable. How long before these most vulnerable groups will be able to access their second booster?
It should be pretty shortly after the bill is passed, so likely to be passed in a couple of weeks' time. It'll go through a short select committee process and then we'll try and pass it the next time Parliament meets in a couple of weeks. So shortly after that, so that'll be late June, early July. I mean, the vaccine is here, obviously, and it's in here in sufficient quantities to be available for a fourth dose for people who need it. But that just provides extra protection. We know with these vaccines that the vaccine immunity wanes after a period of time. For people who had their fourth dose or booster dose, you know, from the end of last year, even at the beginning of this year, that immunity is going to start to wane. And for the middle of winter, we just want to make sure those people who do want that extra protection can have the chance of getting it.
Will everyday people who don't have underlying health conditions be able to one day receive a second booster as well, either free or paid, similar to the flu vaccine?
We haven't thought that far ahead. We tend to do this, you know, try to look at what is needed for the kind of minimum levels of protection that's going to keep everybody safe. So we've got to the point where we think a further booster dose for, you know, over 65-year-olds or for Māori and Pacific over 55, and then those who are immunocompromised. Where do we go more broadly than that? I think that'll be a decision for probably 2 or 3 months' time.
That was Health Minister Andrew Little talking to Tuva'a.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.